I'm Katie Lauer. I'm in the studio with Rebecca Gensler, who is with the DeVue Grass Music and Arts Festival. And we want to talk a little bit about that event, which is coming up Saturday, October 7th. Rebecca, why don't you tell us a little bit about of the history of this event?
Sure. Hi, Katie. I'm really happy to be here. DeVue Grass, this will be its fourth year, and it's a bluegrass music festival. We aim to be the most family-friendly festival around. It's free, and it is in support of the Children's Home of Northern Kentucky, which is also up in DeVue Park. So the Children's Home, 4 years ago, I've been working with them for a while as a volunteer, and we were really looking at ways to help get their message out about all of their programs for kids and teens in the area, including substance use disorder treatment, which is unique to the Children's Home to offer that treatment. And we felt that a music festival is a really good way to do it. Emphasis on family friendly.
I used to play up in DeVue Park before they had electricity.
Yeah.
And they used to have a generator. You would go, ooh. But anyway, how did you get interested in bluegrass?
I think I've been interested all my life, really. I mean, I'm from West Virginia. I went to college in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. So even though I was a pianist, we would listen to a lot of bluegrass and a lot of Appalachian music roots, which is, of course, separate from bluegrass.
Right. Well, I noticed the subtitle of this is Banjos for a Better Tomorrow.
Banjos for Better Futures.
Future, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm very curious about where you came up with that.
Well, I think when we were first putting together the concept, which isn't a really unique concept, but it's a fun one, just to have a day-long festival. We love banjos. Banjos are fun. And
you play.
I do play. Yeah, I'm not fantastic, but I do love to pick a little. Yeah.
What kind of banjo do you play?
I do Scruggs style finger picking.
No, I meant what brand? You got a Gibson?
I have a Gibson, yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I was hooked up with a really nice Gibson.
And you take lessons from a friend of ours?
I do. Yeah, I haven't in a couple of months. But yeah, Vernon McIntyre. And you'll see Vernon McIntyre's Appalachian Grass playing at noon at DeVue Grass.
Let's talk about who's going to be there.
Sure. Yeah, so we have four bands. We like to have a variety from a kind of across the Americana spectrum for local bands playing. So Vernon McIntyre's Appalachian Grass goes on at noon. And then Hickory Robot, who've been there all 4 years. And then I'm new to DeVue Grass this year, My Brother's Keeper and Whiskey Bent Valley Boys. And both are a lot of fun to see live.
My Brother's Keeper opened for the Earls of Leicester.
They did.
This tour.
They did. I was so excited to see that. We were out of town at the time, but oh, I thought that was totally awesome.
They seem to know their way around the stringed instrument.
Yeah, yeah, they do. And I think they have a new album that either just came out or it's coming out here shortly.
I think it was coming out the night that they fronted for the Earls of Leicester. So what kind of venue?
So we're at the Bandshell in DeVue Park, which is an interesting and unique venue. Our issues with it are, of course, providing really good sound, which we work with Mind Ignition to do locally because they are totally awesome. And they really get the space. So it's a complicated space because it's a bandshell and then it's just wide open. So we fit in a bunch of crafters on the side. So we have a lot of good artisan crafters, a lot of good local organizations represent there. We have lots of kids' activities within the space and then a lot of space where you can just sit and listen to music all afternoon.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to be there myself.
Yeah, we're pretty passionate about DeVue Park, which was another part of this, because we just think it's such an underutilized space. So we've got all of the DeVue Park Trail Collective will be there representing and running races and mountain bike demos for kids during the day. We fit it all in. So
up and down those hills, that could be
it could be a
iffy.
Good time. Yeah, my kids manage to do it a lot just when we're out and about. But it's a fantastic place. It's a beautiful time of year to be in DeVue Park.
Tell us a little bit about the Children's Home.
Sure.
Because I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so the Children's Home has been around since 1882, and they originally started off as that orphanage that you would think about when you think about a children's home, but, you know, they evolve as the needs of our community evolve, and now, you know, they offer residential care for kids who just need some help. They offer substance use disorder for kids who find themselves, you know, with addiction. You know, they have over 120 healthcare professionals and that are skilled in trauma-informed care.
Where's it located? It's
up in DeVue Park. Amos Schinkel built the children's home way back when.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. So he fronted, I believe, a lot of money for the Roebling Suspension Bridge, too.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's where I've heard of him.
Yeah. So they have this beautiful campus, this beautiful old building surrounded by cottages that's just tucked away up in a corner of the park on its own. So they have boys that live on that campus, and then they have a second campus out in Burlington.
Well, it'll be beautiful in October, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Rebecca, why don't you tell us once again what's happening and when?
Sure. So the DeVue Grass Music and Arts Festival is Saturday, October 7th at the Band Shell in DeVue Park. Parking will be throughout the park. It's free and family friendly. We'll have lots of kids' activities, lots of food trucks.
That's a new thing.
It is newer,
in outdoor
yeah.
festivals
yeah.
to have food trucks. It's kind of exciting.
It is. So we have, Out of Time Kitchen Studio, which is not a food truck, running our concessions for us. And then Colonel's Creamery will be there selling ice cream. And then, so we've got Fireside Pizza, Wicked Hickory doing some barbecue, Kebabsky Mobile, Cheese and Chong doing the most amazing grilled cheese sandwiches and soup, and then some popsicles as well. Yeah.
That's Saturday, October 7th.
Yes, from noon to dusk on October 7th.
Sounds good to me. I hope I can be there too. I'm with Rebecca Gensler. For Local Exposure, I'm Katie Lauer.